Hi, Beth.
Good morning, evening, night, day, week. I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Amanda. Hi, Harvey.
Hello, Robert.
Amy.
Hi, Lynn. Hello, Hi, Lynn Allinger.
Abiel.
Hey, everyone.
So nice to see you.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. And Lynn, I, you know.
Oh, look at all these people.
Cool. Some familiar faces.
Harvey, come on.
Amira?
Yes.
You're going to give us the signal to start. You want me to know when to start?
25.
Yes. We're going to start just in a couple minutes. We're going to just wait 1 or 2 minutes to get everyone in and settled.
Does it redo Union Station?
Slavey on. Oh, I got to turn
off. If you bring your iPad over.
Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm sorry.
How are you doing? Nice to see you.
Doing really well, and you?
Doing also.
We just got an apartment in Ballykinwood, so we're in your stomping grounds.
That's right. Yes,
it's our little pied-à-terre. We still live in Harrisburg, but we wanted to be near the grandchildren, so we have a little one-bedroom apartment there.
Love Ballykinwood. I haven't been there in a year, but I hope to get back soon.
If you bring it over, I'll help you.
Great.
Hello, Matt. Hi, Marshall. Hi, Richard. Hello, Suzanne. Nice to see everybody. Hi, Elliot. All right. Let's start. Leon, take it away.
Okay, hello everybody, welcome. I'm Leon Morris, I'm the president of the Pardes Institute. And I wanna welcome you to the Pardes Learning Seminar. We're really delighted that you're joining us. Pardes is all about lifting up and celebrating the diversity of the Jewish people and finding a common language in our classic texts. And we love the many ways in which the Torah is lived by those who study with us. And we want to welcome each of you. Some of you are first-time participants. Some of you are vatikim, our veterans. There are those who live in Israel and the US and Canada and Europe. People who identify with every denomination in Jewish life and those who think of themselves as just Jewish. We're joined by people who study Torah regularly and those who are just embarking on their first experience of Jewish study as an adult. So I wanna say, Bruchim Habayim, welcome to all of you. This coming Shabbat, we're reading the last parasha, the last Torah portion of the book of Genesis. And at the very, Vayechi, and at the very end, the last two verses in Genesis, we read about Joseph who makes his brothers take an oath on his deathbed that they will, or their descendants will, bring his bones back to the land of Israel when they return one day to the land of Israel. And we don't hear again about Joseph's bones. We have it in that last two, those last two verses. We don't hear about Joseph's bones again until chapter 13 of Exodus, when the children of Israel are on their way out of Egypt, and we read, Vayikach Moshe et atzamot Yosef imo, and Moses takes the bones of Joseph with him, and the Torah remembers and almost quotes verbatim what Joseph had made his brothers swear at the end of the book of Genesis. And the Midrash is fascinated with the visuals of what this scene must have been like for 40 years of wandering in the desert. That the children of Israel are led for 40 years by two arks, one containing the tablets of the law, the Ten Commandments, the other containing the bones of Joseph. And in Hebrew, the word aron is both an ark, like the Ark of the Covenant, and it's also a coffin. Yeah. And so the Midrash is thinking, what did people ask the children of Israel as they were being led by these two different arks? And the Midrash, one version of it in the Mechilta says that the people of Israel responded by saying, Ze arono shel meit, this is the coffin of a corpse. Ve'ze arono shel chei ha'olamim, and this one, this other ark, this other aron, is the ark of everlasting life. And then it imagines, the Midrash, the people ask, well, what is it about these two cabinets, these two arks, that they should be carried side by side? And the answer that's given is, Hamunach ba'aron zeh, the one whose bones rest in this ark, kiye ma shekatu b'munach ba'aron zeh, fulfilled everything that's written in this other ark. And this Midrash about these two arks speaks to the vision of Jewish life that we have at Pardes, and it speaks in some ways, I think, to our theme of this seminar of identity. The idea that Torah is lived, that we become human Torahs through our learning, that the Torah becomes manifest in the identities that we hold. And this is also about Pardes, that there is a way in which we can hold on to the past. We can rescue ancient bones or ancient relics in ways that give us strength through challenging times like these. And sometimes we strive to make that part of who we are. There are ways that we can hold on to the past that make us stuck, but the story of Joseph's bones models a way to reclaim the past in a way that empowers us to journey on, to survive all the difficulties and deprivations of the desert, and to come home. And so we look forward to welcoming you this week virtually to our home, to our Beit Midrash. Bruchim Abayim, welcome. We're really delighted, and I want to turn this program in a moment over to Nechama Goldman Barash, who directs and curates this seminar. And Nechama brings with her her instinct as a master teacher and her own scholarship she brings to bear in shaping an incredibly rich program for us, which I know we're all excited about. Nechama made Aliyah from Philadelphia over 20 years ago, and she studied in Matan's Advanced Talmud Institute. She finished a master's degree in Talmud at Bar Ilan University. She's a graduate of Nishmat's Yoetzet Halacha program. And she also studied for several years in Matan's Advanced Halacha program. She teaches Halacha and Talmud at Pardes, and she's currently working on a book dealing with gender and Halacha. We're really privileged to be in her hands this week. Nechama, I'll turn it over to you.
You are muted, Nechama.
So thank you, Leon. And wonderful to see familiar faces, particularly students I taught even as recently as this summer. And I'm looking forward to getting to know those of you I have not yet taught and getting to spend some time getting to know what your identities are. Building off of the Parsha, the Torah portion of yesterday, I can't help but notice that it is a Torah portion in which various characters have to assume identity, whether it's Yehuda, Judah, who steps forward and takes on the identity of the leader in his family, ultimately becoming the leader in the nation through his descendant, David. We have Joseph, who has to decide, does he maintain his anonymity as an Egyptian monarch, as a ruler, or does he acknowledge the more complex layers of belonging to the family that hurt him and rejected him, and now he has to come back into. And finally, there is a fleeting mention of a woman, Serach. What is her identity? It leaves us wondering something so elusive. What is the role of a daughter, of a sister, among those who go down to Egypt? And I really think in the next 5 days, if you look at the schedule, it's so chock filled with different layers of identity, whether it's identity in the postmodern world, what does it mean to be a Jew? How does that define my identity? Various sessions on women and gender and identity. And we bring so many layers and complexity to who you are. And we've tried very hard to reflect that in the diversity and yet the interweaving, the connections between the sessions. So looking forward to getting to know you, looking forward to getting to learn with you. And now really we're going to segue into an icebreaker that is meant to bring us together as a community of shared identity. Amira.
Hello, everybody. It is so great to finally see you all. We are going to do a 20-minute icebreaker. We're going to break out into breakout rooms. So everyone, including Pardes faculty and staff, will get a chance to introduce themselves and meet a few other participants. Per my email on Thursday, I asked everyone to bring to orientation or call to mind one to two objects from your home that expresses your identity. If you didn't see my email, that's completely fine. Please call to mind. We're just gonna do it on the spot. And Simon will break us out into groups of four and five. Take it away, Simon. And the next minute or two while we break out will give us a chance to think about our objects. Hello, welcome back. I hope you all had a nice time meeting each other. I know it's just a couple of people that you met, but I hope that gave you a little bit of a flavor of the people you'll be interacting with over the next week, and I'm sure you'll be learning more about each other in Havrutot and in classes. Is everyone back? I think so. Fabulous. So I'm going to make a few announcements before we start classes. I will be sending out all of this information later today in an email. So if you miss anything right now, please do not worry. You'll be receiving an email later today. If you have any questions at any point now through the seminar, please email me or send me or Simon a private chat via Zoom. Please note that the source sheet for the class Jewish Calendar with Michael Hatton, which is taking place today, has been updated. And the new source sheet can be found on the class landing page and in the e-binder. There were a couple of sources that weren't translated into English, and now they are included in English. Thank you all for filling out the class registration forms. It's helpful for teachers to know who's in their classes. If at any point you would like to change your class, by all means, please do so. Your classes are not set in stone. We also have a brief evaluation form for each class that we highly would appreciate you filling out. You can either take 2 minutes to fill out the form right after class, or you can take 5 minutes at the end of the day to fill out your evaluation forms. If at any point you cannot attend a class, that is absolutely fine, but please email me in advance. If you miss a class or would like to rewatch a class, we are offering all of our classes as recordings and also as an audio recording, and those will be posted at the same location as the Join Now or that Zoom link button on the class landing page for that particular class. During Chavruta, we encourage you to ask your teacher for help using the Ask for Help feature in Zoom. You will see the Ask for Help feature in your breakout rooms at the bottom of the Zoom window. Your teacher will come to you to your breakout and then leave after you've received help. If you haven't used this feature before, don't worry, you will definitely get the hang of it as we, you'll be in many Chavruto in this seminar. For any technical questions, please email Simon at the or call him at the New York office. I will be sharing his email and phone number in the email I'll be sending out later today. And Simon, could you give a quick hello to just say hello so everyone knows who you are?
Absolutely. Hello, hi, everybody.
Simon.
I work at Pardes. I'm here in Brooklyn. This is Amira, and work at the New York office, been here for 6 years, and I'll be helping out in the background with any tech issues you have, and helping out some of the teachers with, you know, making things run smoothly. So feel free to email or call the main line.
Thank you, Simon. During Zoom classes, in order to keep noise to a minimum, please make sure you are muted when you're not speaking. Obviously, if you have something to say, please unmute yourself. As you'll see in the schedule, you have a 30-minute break between classes. The only exceptions are this upcoming break, which will be 15 minutes rather than 30, and the break before the closing circle. You should feel free to use your breaks however you would like. Teachers will be available for 10 to 15 minutes after each class to answer questions or if you just want a quick chat. To facilitate communication between participants, I will be sending out a list of all participant emails tomorrow. If you wish your email not to be shared, please email me by the end of the day. Now, Simon is going to share his screen and is going to do a quick demo of our seminar page so everyone is acquainted and familiar, so you have a smooth and easy learning experience.
One moment, just gonna pull that up.
Thank you, Simon.
So you should be able to see it now. This is the URL, which I believe Amira sent out to everybody. And there's a password to get in. I probably should have started before the password, but that's hindsight's 2020, as they say. So under eBinder, you have the ability to open up a copy of our eBinder, which is where all the source sheets and the schedule for the program are. You also have the option to download the eBinder to your device as a PDF, which if you prefer that versus using a website, that's certainly an option. Below is the schedule, and each of these classes is actually a link that will take you to the class itself. Amir, I believe that's correct, right?
Yes. Do you want to just click on that so everyone sees what it looks like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just click on the first class.
Okay, just making sure because I'm hosting this class. Oh yeah, there we go, okay. Should have clicked it before. So there's the Join Now, and then you have the ability to actually get the source sheet for that specific class. And then there's an evaluation as well, which you can do afterwards.
Simon, is the source sheet different than what we have in our binders?
No, it'll be the same as in the binder. The one exception, I think, is the Michael Hatton changed something in his, but otherwise, yeah, it'll be.
Yeah, exactly no, it's the same all it's all been updated, so yes. It's all the same.
Oh, excellent.
Just different ways to view the source sheet.
Yes, and then I believe this one will open specifically just the one for this class.
Right. And
Simon,
also,
this is sorry, I have a question, Simon. Will I because I'm calling in my audio is through my phone, my video is through my laptop. When I hit join now, will I need to call into a new phone number and put in a new meeting ID and participant ID, or will I be able to stay on the one that I'm on right now?
You will. Yeah. Unfortunately, you will need to call in for the audio for that.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're doing the audio through your phone. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It should provide it as you come in, certainly.
I have a question. If we don't remember what classes we signed up for, how are we going to remember? How are we going to be notified of that?
Sure, I will answer that question. So there are two ways. One, I will be sending out an email every morning with your class selections. A couple, I think, from this morning for the third class were cut off. My apologies. You can also email me and I will send you a PDF of all of your classes. You also received when you registered a receipt of all of your classes in an email. So if you search through your email, you'll also find an email that was automatically sent to you with the receipt of all your class selections. So a couple of different ways of receiving your class selections. Elliot, I'm not sure, you're muted. I wasn't sure if you said something.
Well, yeah, what's your email?
Amira@pardes.org.
Got it.
Amira, I have a question you mentioned. Hi.
Yes. Hello.
You mentioned changing your change class. How does one do that?
Simply join the class you would like. Very easy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Any other questions?
I think we're going
to
wrap up.
When I go into my schedule, I'm not getting the links that we're talking about here to join classes.
Did you see what Simon had brought up on his, when he shared his screen? If you click on the hyperlink of the class, it will bring you to new landing page.
There was no hyperlink on the class. The class, it has a line under it, but there's nothing, it doesn't respond.
Which class was this for?
This was actually both, it was Mike Foyer's and also Simon's.
I
clicked
think,
on the title or
yeah did you
I just tried it and mine is working.
Okay, excellent. I'll get out
try
and get
again
back in. Yeah,
if not, Simon would be happy to help you and just email him at simon@pardes.org or email me. For any other questions, just email me or send me a chat or Simon. We're going to move forward since we do have to get to classes very soon. And Nechama, some last words.
I'm going to take literally a minute because I know until everyone clicks on their link and we want to be able to start at 6:15, well, whatever time it is by you, 11:15, 6:15, whatever. I would say we have an excellent program. The theme is identity. Every morning in reflections or afternoon, we're going to think about the ways in which the sessions connected to identity. But I'm already going to say that, you know, there is a certain repetitiveness or overlap between sessions so that they interweave and interlock together. And you know, I hope people will be proactive in seeing how the sessions connect to the larger theme. And I encourage you to come in the morning or at the reflections, which is first thing, to really be ready to say, oh yeah, this is what I pulled from that session. So we can also learn from one another. What did you get out of it? Let's reflect together. And the advanced readings as well, I'll talk about tomorrow in reflect, you know, at the first session of the day, but the readings also pull out some of the questions that are coming up about national identity, religious identity, individual identity. And I really hope by the end of the week, you'll have an excellent exposure to the teachers of Pardes and to some really outstanding thought-provoking Torah. So let's all go learn together. Thank you very much.
See you in your classrooms.
Yes, and I'll be popping in and out of classrooms. I'll also be available.